Hi, this week the question is, can God ever change how he deals with man without himself changing into a different kind of God? Now, this may sound like an unusual question, but here's why I pose this to you. In the past, we have demonstrated from the scriptures that things God once accepted, he does not accept any longer, and things God used to do, he no longer does. For example, God used to accept mechanical music in worship, but he no longer accepts this in New Testament worship. Ephesians 5, verse 19. God used to save men without baptism in water, but now he requires baptism for the remission of sins. Acts 2, verse 38. God used to work miracles through men, but he no longer does this. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 10. God used to reveal his will to men through visions, dreams, and by speaking face to face with men, but he no longer does this. Jude verse 3. When all these things are mentioned, there are those who always bring up this passage. In Hebrews 13 verse 8, the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. They argue that since Jesus and God remain the same and do not change, this means that they do not change how they operate. They argue that if God ever did change how he operated, then he would somehow be changed into a different kind of God. Is this true, and is it logical? And so our question this week is, can God ever change how he deals with men without himself changing into a different kind of God? The first thing that I wish to point out is that a change in action does not mean a change in character. A person may change the way that he does something, but still be the same person he always was. If an ordinary person can do this, then so can God. In the very chapter which discusses the ending of miracles, the Apostle Paul deals with the idea that a man can change his actions without changing his character. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11, the Apostle writes, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." This points out that although a man acts differently when he matures, he is still the same person he always was. He's not a different person just because he behaves differently. The same thing is true of God. Just because he may do things differently now does not logically mean he has changed. His character remains the same. What I mean by this is, no matter how God deals with mankind, it will always be just, merciful, and with long-suffering, because God is always just, merciful, and patient. He never changes his character. Again, no matter how God deals with the world, he will always be pure, righteous, and perfect, because this is his character. His character never changes. So God will never change in his character. He and his Son are the same yesterday, today, and forever. They are always pure, always just, merciful, patient, loving, and forgiving. However, although they themselves do not change, they have changed how they deal with men. Now let's briefly examine some scriptures to demonstrate that although God himself does not change, yet how he deals with mankind has changed. In Hebrews 7, verse 12, the Bible says, "For the priesthood being changed, of necessity there is also a change of the law." This passage demonstrates clearly that God has changed the law by which men are governed. We are not under the same law today that men were under in ancient times. This explains why instrumental music was formerly accepted, but is no longer acceptable. The law has changed, although God has not changed in his character. In Genesis 8, verse 21, "And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done." Here, we see the principle demonstrated again. God changed his methods of dealing with mankind, yet he himself has never changed. In Joshua 10, verse 14, "And there has been no day like that, before it or after it, that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Once again, we see God doing something he never did before, and which he will never do again. His methods have changed, but he himself has never changed. Other examples that we could give: God in the beginning created man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, Genesis 2 verse 7. Yet God has never done this again. Does this mean he has changed and become a different kind of God? No, he is the same God he's always been. After creating the man, God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. He took a rib from his side, and from the rib he made a woman, Genesis 2 verse 21. God has never done this again. Does this mean he has changed and become a different kind of God? No. When God sent Jesus into the world to die on the cross, he never had done this before, and he will never do it again. Hebrews 9 verse 28. Does this mean he changed into a different kind of God? Again, no. The point is clear. God has clearly changed his methods of dealing with men, yet he remains the same. Although he used to accept instrumental music, the New Testament clearly teaches he no longer does so, Ephesians 5:19. Yet he's the same God he's always been. Though he used to work miracles in the world, the New Testament clearly teaches he no longer does so, 1 Corinthians 13:8-10. And yet he remains the same God he always has been. Though he used to reveal his will directly to men, the New Testament clearly teaches he has revealed all truth to the apostles, and there will be no more revelations. 2 Peter 1 verse 3 and Jude verse 3. Yet he remains the same God he always has been. Though he did not formerly require men to be immersed in water for the remission of sins, he does require such now, Acts 2 verse 38, and yet he remains the same God he always has been. Please think about these things carefully. If you have any comments to make at the sound of the tone, I will consider your point of view just as you've considered mine. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, with no spaces between the words. There you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.